Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started.
Hello, Uniter, and welcome back to the podcast. Do you like English tenses? I wonder what you're thinking or saying right now. Some people love studying tenses, others hate it. But whether you like tenses or you don't, you all have one thing in common. You're probably having problems with them. What are those problems? Well, I'll list some of the things I hear the most. There are too many tenses. I can't remember the rules. I never use the right structure. I always forget tenses when I speak. I never understand how to use them. I try to practice, but I always give up. There's more than this, but these are the most popular. So in today's podcast, I want to try and help you with these problems and put you on the right track to being more successful with tenses when using English. First, I'm going to tell you about my experience trying to learn language structures. About 10 years ago, I was living in Moscow and studying Russian. Like English, Russian also has specific structures which connect to different rules. I needed to remember these rules and how the structure changed for each specific situation. This is probably the same for you in English tenses. So, what did I do? I started with an exercise book and my free time. I went through the different sections of the book, focusing on the structures I really needed to work on. Exercise books will always explain the rules to you. It's your choice if you want this exercise book to teach you in your own language or in English. There are usually exercise books for both. The exercises were really useful because they were repetitive. I repeated the structure again and again, and this helped with my memory of how to build the sentences. There were also a number of different exercises, so it was definitely a lot of work, but I didn't give up. I really wanted to improve here. Finally, the book gave me the chance to write my own sentences using the structures. This is the most important because I was able to connect what I was learning to my own life. I spent an hour or two, a few days every week, learning structures and doing and reviewing the exercises. It really made me feel more comfortable with how everything worked. And when I combined this with the Russian classes I was taking, my language level was going faster than I ever imagined. And it's possible to do it in English the same way as I did with Russian. Let me give you some tips. Number one, be patient. It's very easy to lose patience when you don't understand something right away. Sometimes learners don't even start exercises because they're too focused on understanding each rule. One of the famous things all my students say when I ask if they have questions, let's practice and see. So don't lose patience, just practice and see. Maybe you'll get a better idea of things while you're doing the exercises. Number two, put in the time and the work. You will need to practice things often and more than just one or two exercises. If you are serious about improving, then you need to focus on a number of different exercises. This is because you need the repetition to help your memory. One or two exercises won't help with this, and you'll forget everything if that's what you do. Luckily, there are many places on the internet where you can practice with different exercises. One of the things our students love about our resource library is that the grammar exercises we choose for them are reliable and trustworthy. And if you want to find out more about this resource library and our self-study guide, then click the link in the description of this podcast. Now, the biggest thing to remember here is that all of this will take time. You need to be ready to put in that time. If you're serious about getting better, you'll definitely replace your Netflix or your social media time or any other entertainment with studying. It's not forever, and the rewards will be so good in the end. Number three, go beyond the exercise. This means doing more than what the exercise tells you to do. Just because you answer one sentence doesn't mean it's finished. You could practice more by adding more of your own ideas to that sentence and make a small story about it. You can also personalize your sentences and use the tense you're working on to connect it to your own life. For example, take some of the sentences from your exercise and rewrite them so they're true for you. Remember, when you connect tenses to a strong personal memory or situation, you have a better chance of remembering things. Number four, find a place to use the tenses. Doing exercises at home is not enough. You want to use as much of this language as possible in your speaking. This is why joining classes or conversation clubs is essential. Maybe you live in an English-speaking country, but I know that it can still be uncomfortable to practice in real-life situations. You might not be ready for that. Classes and clubs give you a safe space and judgment-free environment to practice what you're learning and even ask any questions you have and get advice on how to improve more. Of course, sometimes people don't like boring, repetitive, fill-in-the-blank or choose-the-right-answer exercises. Maybe it's not your style. You might be looking for something more fun or a way to personalize your tenses. Or maybe you don't have any good ideas to make your exercises more interesting. Well, imagine that there was a way to get fun, interesting, and effective exercises to practice and improve your tenses. Did you know that we've prepared something like this for you, Uniter? It's called Tense Booster. This is a mini video course on practicing tenses, and it's perfect if you're trying to find some fun and interesting ways to maximize your tense practice. This is because these activities are repetitive and can be done in many different ways. Your use of tenses will get better and better until you're using them 100% comfortably. Here's what you get with this mini course. 3 video practice lessons, one for each group of tenses, present, past, and future, so that you can be sure that all your tenses are covered. Repeatable tasks that you can do again and again so that you get the consistent practice you need. Clear instructions and examples explained to you by me so that you know exactly how to do it. And the chance to practice tenses more effectively from home so that you can do it on your own time according to your schedule. And as a special bonus, this mini course is yours to keep forever so you can always come back to it again and again. If you want to find better ways to improve your tenses, then get this mini course today. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. That's all for today, Uniter. Did you like today's podcast? If you did, then be sure to share it with your friends who are studying English or struggling with tenses. We'd really appreciate it, and we're sure your friends will too. Until next time, Uniter, bye-bye.